Just for fun?
Yeah, fun.
Fun is good. Fun is good. I love fun.
I advertise that this room, this dev room, is inclusive. Don't scare them away.
Yeah. Okay, I need to start, so yeah. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining my really lightning talk. 15 minutes I have left. I'll be talking a very unstructured I have a very unstructured presentation about what things I learned during the translation of Thunderbird. So if you don't see any logic, try to think beyond that. There is something that you can learn from those slides. Okay, I'll start. So this is me. I don't use translated software. The reason why is because, you know, I come from Bulgaria, right? In the past, the only way to get software was, you know, to steal it, okay?
Obtain it
illegally from various sources that still work today. And the only option was whether it'll be in English or it'll be in Russian. So English, you know, I like. Russian, not so much. So, but why I do all of this stuff? I'm really motivated by the right of everyone to use the software in their own language. We spoke yesterday at the box that, you know, there are people like your mother, your father, they don't speak any English, but they still want to check an email from you, for example, or something else. So that was my motivation, ensuring that there are people who would like still to use the software in their own language. As I said, you know, I contribute to Mozilla and Thunderbird. Currently, the Firefox desktop people or computers, let's say that are used in Bulgaria, there are like more than 130,000 devices. Firefox or Android, 53,000. Thunderbird, as of January 25, more than 20,000. So this is people who, even if the translation is really bad, they still use it, right? So I work for those 130,000 people to make them happy and make them, to give them the chance to be, to browse the web or use their software, check their email. I try to localize Mozilla and Thunderbird from time to time in the last 15 years. So I got like the slides in problem and solution mode. So the problem is that Thunderbird was translated and still translated by more than 30 people. They come and go. They translate one string or two strings and they go away. There's someone coming and translating vast amount of strings and then just